This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An emotional send-off for Jeff Sessions at the Justice Department. AP correspondent Mike Brossier reports.
Outgoing Attorney General Jeff Sessions was showered with applause as he left the Department of Justice for the final time Wednesday evening. Sessions smiled and acknowledged the department staffers as he exited, flanked by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Chief of Staff Matthew Whitaker. Sessions resigned at the request of President Donald Trump, who then appointed Whitaker acting Attorney General. The turnover at the top of the Department of Justice came just one day after the midterm elections.
That's AP's Mike Rossier reporting. U.S. President Trump is boasting of a very big win in Tuesday's national congressional elections after Republicans strengthened their hold on the Senate, even as Democrats took control of the House of Representatives for the first time in 8 years. But at a contentious White House news conference, Mr. Trump sparred with reporters over his assessment of the election. He contended that Republicans defied history by picking up several Senate seats and ousting incumbent Democratic lawmakers during the first national congressional elections after his 2016 presidential win. Neither the U.S. State Department nor North Korean officials provided a firm reason as to why scheduled talks between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and senior Kim advisor Kim Jong-chol were called off. State Department Deputy Spokesman Robert Palladino simply called it a matter of scheduling.
Schedules change. Schedules change all of the time, in fact. Sometimes we make these things public. Sometimes, as our schedules change, they're not public.
President Trump says he is in no rush to finalize a deal with North Korea to remove U.S.-imposed sanctions. He went on to say he has made more progress with North Korea than any other administration, that he still plans another summit with Kim Jong-un early next year. The talks in New York were largely seen as paving the way for the second Trump-Kim summit. This is VOA News. Pakistan has released a Christian woman, Asia Bibi, from a prison in the city of Multanap following her acquittal on charges of blasphemy. Pakistani officials said she left the prison facility Wednesday and was flown to an undisclosed location. Officials say her whereabouts are being kept secret because of threats on her life. In a landmark ruling October 31st, Pakistan's Supreme Court overturned her 2010 conviction for insulting Islam's prophet Muhammad. Bibi's husband told VOA last week that the family has requested asylum in Spain and France and is waiting for a response. Her family said she's innocent of the charges. A Presbyterian church official in Cameroon says 79 students who were abducted from their school along with their principal have been freed. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
They're still holding a principal and a teacher, and two other kids are still missing. They were abducted from a school in Bamenda, a commercial hub of Cameroon's restive English-speaking region, on Monday. The army said the youngsters were released in the town of Bafut, 11 miles from the school, after the military found out the kidnappers' location. It's thought that one of the 78 children taken ran away from the kidnappers before the release. A priest involved in negotiations with the armed men said no ransom had been paid, but he claims the group had taken another 11 schoolchildren in October, who were released after the school paid a ransom of $4,400. The Cameroonian military has accused Anglophone separatists of carrying out the kidnappings. A separatist spokesman denied any involvement.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. A jury has been chosen for the U.S. murder and drug conspiracy case against the Mexican drug kingpin known as El Chapo. AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Attorneys picked a jury of 7 women and 5 men to hear the case against Joaquin Guzman, the reputed Mexican drug lord known by the nickname El Chapo. Opening statements are scheduled for Tuesday. Guzman has a history of jury tampering in Mexico, so jurors are being kept anonymous and will travel under tight security. One juror wept when she learned she was chosen, saying she feared the attention she'd get if the news got out. The judge was persuaded by a defense lawyer to keep her on the panel. Jeffrey Lichtman argued that if jurors thought they could cry their way off the case, others might try it.
It's AP's Warren Levinson reporting. Facebook again says it has blocked more than 100 accounts with potential ties to a so-called Russian troll farm that may have sought to interfere with Tuesday's U.S. midterm elections. The social media giant said in a statement Wednesday that it had blocked the Facebook and Instagram accounts ahead of the vote. Facebook said it made the move after a tip from law enforcement officials. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.